League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Here goes Ronaldo!
Cross, and Dempsey's denied again, but Donovan has scored! Oh, can you believe this?
Surging forward with real menace here. Brilliant from Messi. Oh, what a goal that is!
Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
The first hour of Soccer Matters is brought to you by Texas Children's Hospital. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, let's keep this thing going. 3 days in a row, Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. Of course, tonight we're going to talk about France's win in the World Cup over Croatia, 4-2. Six goals in a World Cup final, the most goals in a World Cup final since 1958. And tonight, throughout the show, I want to get your take on the World Cup overall. I want to take you into places that maybe you're not thinking about here with this World Cup. But I also want you to give me your opinion on the final between France and Croatia at 713-780-3776. So, Le Bleu win it over Croatia, who may have been the sentimental favorite. Counterattack is lethal and venomous. The win buoyed by the big story of France, and that is collective defending. So, we'll talk about that. Got off to a difficult start for Croatia with the own goal off Mandzukic, and then the penalty where they went to the video assistant. So, let's talk about it tonight. Did you think that was a penalty? 713-780-3776. And we are going to bring you the best in soccer talk self-proclaimed tonight. So let's talk the World Cup. Let's put a bow on it. Now that we've had some time to process how amazing this World Cup was. We stream at ESPN975.com. Hit me up on Twitter, Glenn Davis Sock, throughout the show. You can hit us up on Facebook as well, Soccer Matters. Instagram, Glenn Davis Sock. Most goals in a World Cup final, again, since 1958. We had an amazing time out at the Gorgeous Gale with Peter Kingston and company, 55-55 Morningside. Seven live shows out there, packed. Weekends were just absolutely packed for the World Cup. Tremendous fun. That is one of the stories here in Houston, Texas. How engaged we were in this city with all the people from all over the world that represent our beautiful city of Houston, Texas. How engaged people were. Absolutely phenomenal. From down in Edo to King's Court and Pitch 25 to over in the Rice Village area and, the Gorgeous Gale where I was, FM Kitchen over on Shepherd near Washington, which very different place, very family-oriented, a place that is pet-friendly, has an outside area, has a bunch of monitors, people spilling in there too. I mean, it's incredible. And you may have been at different places watching it as well. And I know those weren't the only bars that were packed throughout Houston. They were the ones that might have gotten a little bit more attention, but packed throughout. Podcast at podcastarena.com or on iTunes. Yesterday we had Kofi Sarkodie, the former Dynamo, on breaking down the World Cup final from Sweden, where he's just signed with Trelleborg in the Swedish First Division. Tonight my guest, Dynamo Brian Ching, the former Dynamo, will be on the show. Writer extraordinaire. He's covered MLS for forever. Steve Davis, Dallas Morning News, also is now the color analyst for FC Dallas. We're going to talk with him in the second hour. First hour is presented by the Texas Children's Hospital. We can't thank them enough for their support of the show. So thank you, Texas Children's Hospital. So there's a ton of things on the plate here today, and let's talk about them. And I'm going to just whip a ton of topics off here. First, World Cup related. Let's talk about the France win over Croatia. Look, Croatia controlled the game with management of the ball, 63%. The French, frankly, didn't want the ball that much. The way Didier Deschamps was playing. He was playing for those indelible moments on the counterattack, those moments where he had incredible belief in a teenager like Mbappe, Pogba, Antoine Griezmann, Olivier Giroud, and that high-flying team on the counterattack. And in the end, they had more shots on goal than Croatia did. They were timely, they were ruthless, and they had a killer instinct. And Deschamps wanted to play this way, cautious. Maybe some people will say it was negative. Was it negative? Was French football negative to win a World Cup? You tell me. Even Deschamps said it was, kind of. What do you think? Bottom line is, he set his team up in a way to win this World Cup. And he used the talents and the type of players that he had to win this World Cup. Now, by the way, Mbappe, as a 19-year-old scoring in a World Cup final, has got to be one of the most indelible moments. By the way, he now is indelibly linked to Pelé, because in 1958, Pelé, as a 17-year-old, scored in a World Cup final for Brazil. So that was one of the stories. So give me your thoughts. Two very differing styles of play. I think Croatia was a sentimental favorites, and I think they had a special run. It was incredible. And they played some very good soccer in this tournament, very good football. They did have a hard time penetrating and getting behind the outside backs of France. The French got the timely goals. You had that big low block of France. They did it the Didier Deschamps way. There's no doubt about it. The stars stepped up and produced the moments. Paul Pogba, Kylian Mbappe, Antoine Griezmann. These guys stepped up. Croatia goes out pridefully. There's nothing wrong with what Croatia did. It was amazing. In fact, 15% of Croatia welcomed them home today as as World Cup heroes. Huge reception for France as well. Unbelievable stuff. Images, incredible. Huge reception for Belgium, for the team that won third place. 713-780-3776. How about your best World Cup moments? Let's start getting some people calling in and weighing in on this World Cup. 713-780-3776. What were your top World Cup moments? Was it Mbappe scoring in a World Cup final at 19? Was it Toni Kroos's goal from Germany against Sweden? Hey, Mexico fans, maybe it was Chucky Lozano's goal against Germany for the win that just started Mexico's campaign in this World Cup in incredible fashion before going into a downward spiral. What about Croatia's run in extra time? Three straight matches before the final. 713-780-3776. Paul Pogba to Mbappe in the World Cup final for the goal. Or Belgium, the comeback against Japan. The counterattack goal where Lukaku makes two incredible plays and doesn't even touch the ball. 713-780-3776. And as the FIFA president, Gianni Infantino, said, called this the best World Cup. Do you agree with that? A lot of the giants went down, and they went down hard. There was a lot of humble pie eaten in this World Cup by the likes of Germany. Mexico had to eat some humble pie here. The dream wasn't realized after this stunning start beating the defending World Cup champions. Chucky Lozano ID'd himself. I don't think there's any question about it. What about the host nation, Russia? Start the tournament off scoring a boatload of goals against Saudi Arabia. They stay in it. Almost get to the semifinals, remarkably, for a team that wasn't even expected to get out of their own group that brought back a 39-year-old defender, Ignashevich. Incredible. Cheryshevich scores a goal for Russia in the quarterfinals. That honestly, if it was Neymar or Cristiano Ronaldo or Lionel Messi, the media would be foaming over it. But because it was Cheryshevich of Russia, nobody talks about it. It's an incredible goal. 713-780-3776. Let's go to Nesto. Nesto, let's get your thoughts on that World Cup final. What do you have?
Yeah, honestly, I thought it was the best World Cup final I've ever watched. To see all the big boys go down the way they did just proved that the competition is getting better all around the world. Also, I wanted to state that I definitely had France winning the World Cup this year.
You're telling the truth, Nesto? Did you pick him from the start?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I didn't pick him from the start.
To me, it was between France and Spain I had. But I felt France more because of their youth and their talent. And I felt that they would be able to utilize that counterattack of Mbappe up front and Griezmann and Pogba in the middle, kind of controlling the game, making passes like you saw him do in that final, where he just turned around and just gave Mbappe tons of room to run into.
Yep. Well, I mean, listen, the plan was stated very clearly by Didier Deschamps. I think you make a great point that we have now realized even more so, if we weren't in tune with it enough, that youth is very important over a short 5-week tournament that demands quick recovery from athletes.
Absolutely.
So youth is definitely king. Now, I was questioning if France had the maturity with all that youth. But you know what? When you've got an inspirational leader that everybody's bought into, and he happens to be the manager, and Didier Deschamps, who's won the World Cup, you're going to listen. And if he's saying, look, this is the way we're doing it. You may not like it, but this is the way we're going to do it to win a World Cup. And you could achieve what I did, and that was winning a World Cup. So I had a lot of respect for all these managers. I love Lako Dalic of Croatia. I think he was incredible. Mm-hmm. I think he was, a leader of men. And look, we're not in locker rooms, but we could see with the eye test players were buying into their managers.
I mean, Croatia was playing some of the best football that I think anyone has really seen. No one was expecting them to be that controlling of games, that dominant coming out, even the way they pressed France in the final. I mean, they came out strong for a team that didn't have that kind of youth and pace the way France does. They wanted to take control of the game, but they kind of bought right into what France wanted because the setback, Pogba defended well, which has always been kind of a critical thing of him, where they wanted to go forward or sit back more. He defended well. They waited. And when they countered, you can't outrun Mbappe. When he's cutting across the middle or cutting behind defenders, there's no way. There's no one in football that can turn and run with him right now.
All right.
No
so
one.
As a 19-year-old, do you think he's going to inherit the mantle now, Nesto, in the future
Here
as the number one player in the sport? You know, our current Cristiano Ronaldo or Lionel Messi, who both bowed
sir.
Out. You think it's him?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And think about it, that he still has that ceiling to reach. He's still learning and still maturing at 19. And we can all see it. He's shown what he's done right now in the World Cup. And that's what's really so impressive. And why he has that $180 million price tag that PSG paid for him. It's there for a reason. And, you know, we all see it now. And he's going to continue to grow and continue to get better. And once Messi fades and once Ronaldo fades, I think he will definitely put his mark on there right along with Neymar. And maybe even a little bit better, you know, depending on how Neymar continues to grow as a player. So,
Nesto, great stuff starting it off tonight. That's a great call to get us kicked off and going here. I thank you for that. Thanks for calling in, and we look forward to talking to you again in the future. 713-780-3776. Great caller to start it off. 713-780-3776. I had France to go far, not win a World Cup, due to would they be mature enough at this World Cup. And that's scary because in 4 years they're going to be the favorite in Qatar. Is it Qatar or Qatar? Where they're right now magically waving a wand to build stadiums. 713-780-3776 is the number we're talking World Cup. What's your best World Cup moment? You tell me. If you're a Mexico fan, maybe it was Chucky Lozano's strike against Germany to get things rolling in this World Cup. If you're a France fan, it was the play of Mbappe throughout this tournament. If you loved what Belgium did, you're talking probably about Eden Hazard and Romelu Lukaku. Tell me what your favorite moment is from this World Cup. 713-780-3776. Let's go to George. George, you're up.
Hey, Glenn. First off, great World Cup. So many goals, so many extra time goals, so many last-minute goals. Really, the VAR, I think, streamlined a lot of the refereeing. They were still going to be complaining, but, I mean, it exponentially went down. Like, it may be, 1 in 10 bad calls, that we would normally see. The final was not my favorite final. I've been lucky to have followed soccer all my life, but I loved both teams. I think the two best teams played based upon the body of work we saw. I was surprised that France did the strategy that they did. It almost seemed like what I've seen from like Mexican sides, where they, at least in the old days, where it was all about the counterattack, all about the long ball, all about the quick counter, you know, and just basically trying to not screw up otherwise. I love the reemergence of Pogba. That final was the best I've seen him play since his good runs with Juventus. I think now he kind of looks like the guy that they paid so much money to bring to England.
It's going to be interesting. George, let me just stop you there. It's going to be interesting. Just contemplate this. You don't have to comment about it, but because I want you to keep going on. You're saying some great things here. I'm just interested to see how it's all going to go when he goes back to Jose Mourinho at Manchester United. Okay, continue on.
Oh, no, and I'm with you. I think they're going to reassess some things, just like everything else. I mean, you've seen some great players used in different ways that maybe they are on their professional clubs, and hopefully the managers will make the changes accordingly. The final was just like, it was so much bad luck there at the beginning. That handball could have gone either way. The restart that came from Griezmann going down, you know, you look at it in replay and it was really nothing. I wanted it to be a game where, you know, it was the teams that settled everything. But honestly, I think the better team won. I do think that that Croatia was a little bit just too tired. And, I mean, France, like I said, I wasn't really a big fan of their strategy, but my God, they had just a surfeit of talent.
Well, they had a killer instinct, too. Look, when they broke out on these counterattacks, they were lethal and venomous with the players they have. And you know, you can't really fault Deschamps because, look, he's putting his team together the way he knows. He was a hardline, hardworking, ball-retrieving midfielder that cut off passing lanes when he won a 98 World Cup. He was doing it the quote-unquote Deschamps way, right? And this is what he sold to his team. They bought into it. And they took over a tournament for 5 weeks. George, thank you very much for the great phone call. Calvin, stay with us. We're going to get to you when we come back from the break. 713-780-3776. This World Cup, best ever World Cup for you. What were your favorite World Cup moments? Would you have liked to have seen the World Cup final not start off with an own goal and a penalty? I think that's one thing I've heard a lot from people. And was France cautious? Do you like the way the French won it? Or does it not matter at all? Who cares? You won the World Cup. You tell me. 713-780-3776. A big thanks to our presenting sponsor here in the first hour, the Daspit Law Firm, John and his firm, 713-322-HURT. They're bilingual. You get in an accident, you want the Daspit Law Firm supporting you. DaspitLaw.com. They'll work for you 24/7, nights and weekends. Get the representation you need, whether it's industrial, construction, plant, car, motorcycle, boat. The Daspit Law Firm, we thank them for being our presenting sponsors here in the first hour. Sixth caller at 713-780-3776. You will get a three-pack of tickets to the Dynamo against Dallas this Saturday. Texas Derby at BBVA Compass Stadium.
For something to do this weekend, visit culturemap.com to find out everything going on in the city.
Time was drifting, this ride got to roll. So I hit the road and made my.
You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Texas Children's Hospital. From the renterswarehouse.com studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. Let's keep it going on the phone lines. We're talking World Cup, 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. And a big thank you to Texas Children's Cancer and Hematology Centers, Texas Children's Hospital. They are the largest pediatric cancer center in the country, over 190 physicians and scientists, 46 laboratories. They've got 200 active clinical trials that are current, dedicated solely to childhood cancer and blood disorders. I mean, Texas Children's Hospital is a shining star here in our city. There's no doubt about that. Texas Children's Hospital began with the promise to provide the best possible care for every patient who comes in for help. And having gone down there and visited so many patients over the years, they come from all over the world, you name it. And they love the sport of soccer. And to go in and talk to some of the kids and their parents about football, about soccer, puts a smile on people's faces and maybe takes their minds for a few minutes off of some of the major challenges that they have. But a lot of great things going on down there. Also, a quick word for FM Bar and Kitchen here. They're one block north on Washington, off Washington on Shepherd. Get in there and watch all your sports and the Premier League. They show it all, the Dynamo. Expertly crafted cocktails, burgers, chicken sandwiches, ribs, Southern comfort food. FM Bar and Kitchen, great patio. It's pet friendly. It's family friendly, no doubt about it. Monitors everywhere. You saw they had good crowds for the they had really nice crowds for the World Cup. I watched one or two games over there, and a great Champions League final party there with Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. We want to thank Ryan at FM Kitchen and Bar. The food's excellent there, by the way. Incredible chicken sandwiches, just you name it. It's not the typical, I got to tell you, bar food. It's really unique. They got a really unique menu. FM Kitchen and Bar, 13 indoor and outdoor monitors. That is one block north of Washington on Shepherd. Let's keep it rolling on the phone line, 713-780-3776. Let's go to Calvin. Calvin, what's on your mind?
Hey, Mr. Davis, how you doing, mate?
Very good, sir. How are you, Calvin?
Pretty good, pretty good. I should check out that FM Kitchen, man. I was trying to find a vibe, a soccer vibe here in Houston. I'm from London, and I've called before talking about the Arsenal, and I really enjoyed this World Cup as an England fan living in Houston. It's incredible, like, just seeing all the amount of underdogs that has caused scare to all the, you know, established teams, established names, and the big marketing names. It was just great to... I think we only had 1-0-0 draw, the scoreless draw in the group stage. I've never, ever seen that. I'm 38, and I've never seen that.
Yeah, you're bringing up a great point. The group stages were just... I mean, there were 30 goals scored from the 80th minute on. And I've been saying this over and over, but I mean, when you think about it, it's incredible. You had four goals scored in the 90th minute, including that Shaqiri goal for Switzerland against Serbia. You had another 16 scored in stoppage time. I mean, if that's not entertainment, I don't know what is. And the goals were flying in.
I was blessed to watch football. I've seen every single group stage game. I had to fly to London. I saw the semis against Croatia in London at Box Park. Because I had to be there because of the atmosphere. And I was traveling back, so I missed the final and England's follow-up game loss to Belgium. I got on my DVR, so I'll catch up with that. But, I mean, honestly, like the amount of people that I introduced to soccer here in Houston and just explaining the drama and the context. I mean, this was the World Cup to introduce to the world what football should really, really be about. You know, two teams going at it. I loved seeing Alexis Lalas talk up a certain player and then kind of wheel back and sort of go talk about the other team for a change. You know what I mean?
Well, there were all these other storylines developing out of some of these other countries. I mean, I think people found out more about Croatia than they ever knew.
I mean, Detroit. I mean, think about that for a second.
It's 4.2 million people. We got 6 million in Houston and the surrounding area, just to put it in perspective. And they said,
insane.
Yeah, so now I want to take you, because you're an England fan, I want to take you into England. Did you get disappointed that some people were, I didn't get this whole thing. Some people were kind of raining on the England parade when the fans were getting excited, saying it's coming home. And, you know, and I'm just saying, hey, let people enjoy it. I mean, who cares? But you know, there seemed to be a little bit of negativity around the, you know, England and England fans having a little bit of fun. Look, these are once in a lifetime opportunities.
You know what it is? England has a history of disappointment. The golden generation was with Beckham and Scholes, Lampard, Gerrard. Come on, man. Like that was the golden generation. And we are still upset with the way that they bowed out, you know?
Yeah.
You know, that's the reason. So there's a backstory on it. And also, we have history going out with penalties
yeah.
as well.
Well, that was erased. That's a good thing.
But what it is, it actually goes deeper. It's also political. France is actually going through the same thing as well. You know, without sort of steering it too far past football, there is some issues with racism. So, you know, I mean, there's already memes going around about how many it was like an African nation, you know, final and all that kind of stuff.
The France makeup because some of their players were born in Africa.
Yeah, I mean, most of them were actually
people
born in
just
Africa.
Being
their
stupid.
Parents are eligible to play for Africa. And it's the same thing with Britain. Now, I'm a black British guy, and it's frustrating. That kind of stuff frustrates me. When I was in Box Park in London, so if you've seen all those scenes with everyone throwing beer in the air, which is England was doing well,
yep.
That was shot at Box Park, probably one of the best places to go to watch the game if you're in England. And all you see there is just, you know, downstairs, you know, there's like segregation. You know, it's there still, even now, you know, 2018, mm-hmm. There's racism. And that kind of, the only thing that is going on right now in England is that there's people complaining that there's not enough people that were British enough. And when you have that kind of rhetoric, that kind of spoils
the
game.
That's not good.
Yeah.
Not good.
It's not good. France is going through the same thing. I've got a lot of friends.
But you know what? They're mostly more level-headed, smart people that rise above that stuff, and that's where our hope lies with eradicating racism. And by the way, just back to the old England teams. At least we're not having the discussion if Gerard and Frank can play in the same midfield, right?
Man,
that was like a yearly thing, right? It just, you know.
It was so frustrating because there were so many talented English players that could have played. And it felt like the tabloids were writing the team. England went through years of looking for foreign managers with great, you know, resumes to try and lead them in the World Cup. England is so desperate for World Cup victory. This has been a breath of fresh air because I don't know any England fan that knew that England would get to this level. I'm happy they even got past the group stage. I think they're
and you know what? I also don't like. I don't like the fact that they started with Tunisia and Panama, and you know you're only dealt the hand that you get. Navigation and your draw is a part of what the World Cup's about. That's why the draw for the World Cup and the group stages and what group you get placed in is such an important thing for managers because it's all about the navigation. So, you know, who cares? I mean, it's who's in front of you. And, you know, there's pros and cons to this English performance, but for me, it's more pro than con. And the other thing is I covered the Under-20 World Cup and called that very good English team that won the Under-20 World Cup and the Under-17s won. You're not even talking about those guys yet that can now be eventually added to this mix with a very young manager who obviously brought his players in and got through to them. So good times are ahead, I think.
Absolutely. You touched on the point that I was going to end on. I reckon there's about 6 to 8 players that I could see playing in Euros. There's so many, and I'm an Arsenal fan, and I can count like 8.
Who are you talking? Foden, Solanke.
Yeah, and Ketia. Oh, there's so many, man. It's so many. It's
I had so much fun in calling that England Under-20 team. It's very, very talented. Yeah. And, you know, the whole question once it was over was, okay, how many of these kids are really going to get the opportunity that they need for player development by getting games in the Premier League? We've seen Solanke get a little bit. Foden's got a little bit. But it's probably not as much as we would like, right?
Yeah, but I haven't said that. You know, we had some really good, talented Premier League players across the, right, you know, from Everton upwards, playing at the World Cup.
Oh, absolutely.
That should give a lot of players hope in the next 2 years.
Agreed.
I think it's going to be even more competitive. We're going to look deeper into the under-20, even under-17, who also won the World Cup. So it's exciting times for England, I believe.
I believe it is, too. I love I love just how refreshing it is. I think it's great. Listen, Calvin, thank you. Tremendous conversation. Thank you for listening. Thank you for calling in tonight.
No problem, mate. Have a good day.
All right. So give a big thumbs up to Calvin in London. Let's go to AY as we keep taking your call. 713-780-3776. Your best World Cup moments and what you thought of the World Cup final and maybe just some comments in general of the entire World Cup. AY, what's up?
Nothing much. How are you doing, Glenn?
I'm very good. Thanks for calling in tonight. What's on your mind?
Yeah. I just wanted to make some general comments over the World Cup. It was, for me, it was a great World Cup. Yeah, because of the surprises, the things we thought that would make it through, the disappointment. For me, the biggest disappointment was the German team. That's my own personal opinion.
Germany was your biggest disappointment. Gotcha.
That's my opinion.
Yeah, well, go to Germany right now, and you'll be in good company because that entire country is still reeling over this one. It's one of the great soccer cultures in the world. But, man, talk about humble pie, which just seems to come around at the right times for all of us human beings every once in a while, isn't it?
And, of course, the biggest surprise was Croatia. That was the biggest surprise. For me, they did extremely well, though they didn't win it. But I can say, even them playing the finals is as good as if they won it. That's for Croatia. Then with the France team, I have to give it to the coach, Didier Deschamps. Mm-hmm. He did a great job with that team. He was able to manage all the egos on that team. I don't know how he did it. Then today, I saw a list of players that he did not take to the World Cup. It was that list was over 12 names.
Unbelievable. Guys like Benzema, guys like Payet. Incredible.
Lacazette.
Yep.
Anthony Martial, Koscielny, those teams, Bakayoko, they were all French nationals that didn't even make the team.
And can you imagine if he doesn't win the World Cup, what would they have been saying today? They would have been saying, you picked the wrong team, you didn't bring Benzema, you didn't bring so-and-so. They'd be sticking the knife in Deschamps right now. So that to me tells me he was a man that was not afraid to make tough decisions and make the decisions that he thought were best with the type of team he was putting together for a 5-week tournament. Let's not forget.
Yes, that's why I have to. You see, this was, that's why I said he's a great manager, a great one, because he took it the reins even when they lost the finals in Europe. You could tell that team had, France had potential already when they lost the Euro in 2016. So my point is that with France, they were the best team. So they got what they deserved. But with a great manager, that's it.
No problem.
Then, you know, the other teams, the Asian teams, they at least some teams came. This was not a World Cup where we saw a team being, maybe only two teams got trounced. In the World Cup, when I mean trounce, anything more than 4-0, that is being trounced.
So yeah, Saudi Arabia got smacked around a bit.
Yeah, Saudi and Panama.
Panama got smacked around. Yeah, CONCACAF had a rough tournament because our hopes were set on the on Mexico, and Mexico started it off in such stunning fashion, and then just kind of faded out. Got pushed around by Sweden, and then Brazil kind of manhandled them as well.
Glenn, I must confess, during that Panama game, the thought came to my mind that if it was meant, U.S. was meant to be the team, not Panama. It was meant to be USA. And I'm saying this, what are our hopes, what is U.S. hopes for Qatar? Have we learned from the mistakes of this past season, of this last qualifiers, knowing that we should get that team in place right now.
Well, that's funny you say that, because we're going to talk about that in the next segment. But there are some tremendously talented young players who have been on the under-20s and under-17s, and U.S. Soccer is going to, you're going to see them put out a marketing campaign introducing us to all these new young talents. AY, I'm up on a hard break. I got to take a break. Okay. Thank you so much for all your wisdom and confession. I appreciate that. You know, the next time you want to do confession, you might need to go to a church, not me, okay?
All right. Take care. Have a nice time.
You got Thank it, AY. Thank you very much. So AY calling in there. So there you go. You got a caller from London, and I think AY is a Super Eagle, Nigeria, if I'm correct there, and I think I am, but great contributions from both of those callers. Let's get your call, 713-780-3776. Coming up later on in the show, Brian Ching, the former Dynamo center forward, also part owner of Pitch 25. We're going to talk everything World Cup with him. We're going to talk a little more on Manotas. I'm going to ask him if he thinks Morrow's hold-up play is where it should be as a center forward. So we'll talk a little bit about that. We'll talk about the changing role of the center forward that we saw in the World Cup as well. 713-780-3776. Hey, the place to be in Edo, Kings Court. 903 Hutchins in the shadows of BBVA Compass Stadium. Kings Court, 13 monitors for all your soccer-watching desires. Packed during the World Cup. Before Dynamo games like on Saturday, El Batallón will be in there. The rooftop deck's spectacular. Great view of the stadium. British and Indian pub-style cuisine is a winner at Kings Court. Go down there, say hello to Jay. They were killing it during the World Cup. Place was packed to the gills. Cocktails at great prices. Go down, say hello to Jay. And we appreciate Jay and the King's Court. Also, quick word here for Bud Light. I can't tell you, Bud Light has been a longtime supporter of this show, Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. Huge supporters of the World Cup. You can always count on Bud Light. They are the official beer sponsor of the 2018 World Cup and the proud sponsor Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. We thank them for their support, number one, of soccer in general over all the years. And then number two, personally, I thank them for their support of Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5 and the great Camilo Rojas. We'll take, how about a Bud Light break? Let's do that right now. Bud Light break here. Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. That was a good day. I've been running, trying to catch hung up in my mind. Myself a good talking to this time. Ooh. For the block, boy. Take it rough. Every day is
You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Texas Children's Hospital. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. Man, what a week and what a World Cup it has been. A quick word here for Advantage BMW in Midtown. I mentioned I've had a BMW for years. I always lease from Sergio Martinez. Believe it or not, Sergio and his father and his brother Carlos used to watch me play in the 80s for the Houston Dynamos, which is pretty amazing in itself, but a little scary as well. Anyway, Sergio's who I deal with at BMW and Advantage in Midtown. We had out to the gorgeous Gale came Philip Southwick, who runs Advantage BMW Midtown. So it was great having him out. But the other thing I love about leasing and or buying, because I've done both over the years, is the customer service at BMW. That side of it's second to none. Advantage BMW. It's AdvantageBMWHouston.com. Philip Southwick, Justin McGahee. I hope I pronounce that right, Justin, and Sergio Martinez. These guys love soccer. Get down there. If you're looking to get into the ultimate driving machine, whatever series it is, they're unleashing the fury with some of their new product line at an event at Silver Studios tomorrow night. So I'm heading over to there. I want to see those new BMWs. Anyway, our thanks to Advantage BMW for supporting the show. Now, we had mentioned 7 live shows, Gorgeous Gale, 5555 Morningside Drive, in Rice Village, and coming on right now is one of their owners. And I mean, you talk about a guy who was working over this World Cup. This guy has an ethic probably better than N'Golo Kanté of France. He is Peter Kingston. Peter, how are you?
Hi, Glenn. How are you?
Great. We want to thank you. Certainly, I want to thank you personally. Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5, thank you for just all the great attention and care you took with us in there doing the live shows. We had a heck of a great time. So a big thank you to the gorgeous Gail and you, Peter.
No, thank you, Glenn. It was our pleasure, honestly. We thoroughly enjoyed it. All 64 games we were open for. So it was great. I think I worked 63 of the 64, so I didn't get a chance to see much games, but flickered in and out, but I really enjoyed it. It was brilliant. It really, really was. We were really happy with everything. So thank you, and thank you to your team and your staff and everybody. They were amazing.
Yeah, it was wonderful. I'll tell you, it was so much fun seeing like the supporters of differing teams in there, and just to see that very indelible Croatia jersey there with the checkerboard that became the national symbol after the Civil War. I had a lot of people repping Croatia in there on Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, but if you were there for a lot of the games too, the same group, there's like 30, 40 of them, they came in for every Croatia game. It was brilliant. So they're really nice people as well, and a shame they lost. But we also have a few of our regulars are from France as well, so I guess we were kind of torn. We tried to stay as neutral as we possibly could.
Well, you did a good job. All you got to do is make sure Ireland doesn't get into the World Cup and you can remain a neutral. You're kind of like me with the U.S., right? Since we're not there, we're all neutrals right now.
We're all neutral, yeah, but I'm sure hopefully both nations will be there next time. So we'll have a bit of fun then as well.
Yeah, no doubt about it. What else is the takeaway for you when you do these big events? Because this is a big deal for a bar. I mean, you got lots of people in there. You got safety. You got just great food. I mean, the people, everybody in there was just in a really ebullient and happy mood, just enjoying the World Cup. There were no problems.
No, zero problems, thank God. Everybody gelled with each other. It was no problem. You know, there was obviously a bit of banter between the opposing fans for some of the games, but it was nothing malicious. Everything was totally friendly, and that's the way you want it as well, you know? So it was great. No, yeah. Absolutely.
He's Peter Kingston. He is one of the top men and one of the owners of the Gorgeous Gale, 5555 Morningside Drive in Rice Village. I'm suggesting you get out there. And as Peter very well knows, the soccer watching at the Gorgeous Gale does not end after the World Cup. You got the Liverpool supporters group. You got Premier League coming up. You show the Dynamo games. You'll have the Dynamo game on this weekend when they take on FC Dallas. So there's no rest in the world of soccer when it comes to schedules and games, and there's no rest for soccer at the Gorgeous Gale, is there?
No. We've got obviously the Champions League will kick off now again and the Europa League. And we've got the preseason games. We'll be showing the Liverpool ones as well. I forgot to mention that to you earlier. We'll be showing all the games. There's a couple here in America, obviously. We're playing United on the 22nd, is it, of this month, or 24th or something like that. So we'll be showing that, and we're playing City as well. So we've got some big games coming up, so hopefully we'll have a big turnout for that too.
There's no rest for anybody. Well, listen, Peter, thank you so much. Wonderful time over there. Thank your staff also. They were absolutely wonderful. He's Peter Kingston of the Gorgeous Gale, 5555 Morningside Drive. By the way, they are proud sponsors of Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5. Thank you again, Peter.
Thanks, Glenn. Take care.
All right, that's Peter Kingston, and he's not one that really likes doing radio, quite frankly. I know him. I was trying to get him up on during the live shows, and he'd kind of look at me, smile, and just take off. It was pretty funny. Great guy. Get over there to the Gorgeous Gale. They got you covered for food. They got a wonderful whiskey offering as well. So it is a great spot. So our thanks to Peter. All right, so we're rolling on here. 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776 is the number. What are your favorite World Cup moments? Is it Mbappe scoring in the World Cup final from Pogba at 19 years of age to be indelibly etched? Man, I'm using the word indelible way too much tonight. But he's always going to be remembered in history alongside Pelé as a teenager who scored in the World Cup final. Is it Toni Kroos's goal from Germany against Sweden to keep them alive in the group stage? Was it Chucky Lozano's goal against Germany when he pulled one back to beat Manuel Neuer? Was it Croatia's run in extra time? They're just incredible, spirited, willed matches. Three straight, they go to extra time. In fact, when they go into that World Cup final against France, They've played a complete full additional game as opposed to the French, and on one day's less rest. They dominate the possession. What is your best moment from the World Cup? 713-780-3776. Was it the Pavard volley, the Frenchman? Was it Nacho's blast off the post? Was it Kolarov's free kick? Was it Ronaldo's free kick? And by the way, he's going to Juventus, Real Madrid fans here in Houston. I know there's a lot of you. Just want to remind you, you might not have known that, but your superhero is gone. I don't know who you think is going to be the superhero to follow him, but it's not going to be easy. And Juventus is feeling like they can win the Champions League with Ronaldo. So I'd love to get a take from a Real Madrid fan, 713-780-3776. What is your favorite World Cup moment? Maybe it was the Belgium counterattack against Japan and the comeback 3-2. 713-780-3776. Other topics. Cristiano Ronaldo to Juventus. Will Kylian Mbappe now inherit the new superstar status in the world game now? Is he about to replace Messi in CR7? What do you think? DC United opened their new stadium with Wayne Rooney. There were some faults, though. There were some problems. DC United's in a clash with some of their own fans. Wayne Rooney had two assists. They opened a new stadium. By the way, ridiculous goal from Alphonso Davies of the Vancouver Whitecaps. 72,000. Now listen to me, mainstream sports people. 72,000 soccer fans in Atlanta for their match against Seattle, which started right after the World Cup final. 72,000 sets a new record. Now, they had the World Cup final game on. It's Mercedes-Benz, right, Victor? Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta. 72,000. Paul Holliker is the new Dynamo Academy director. Well, that's more news that came out. The women that jumped on the field that killed off that great Croatia counterattack, the band's called Pussy Riot.
No, don't.
Oh, well, you're not allowed to say that. I guess that's a bad word.
I was going
to
warn you.
Yeah, but I apologize for that. Yeah, I shouldn't have said that. They're Blank Riot.
Yeah, there you go.
They got a 15-day sentence. They ran on the field wanting freedom of speech, and then they were also representing the fact that they don't like the FIFA connection with leaders involved with repression around the world. I can't believe I just said that. That's not a word I ever use. How did I? I guess it's because I wrote it in my notes.
Just because
it's the name of the band.
Man,
I feel bad.
As soon as you said the band that
I apologize.
Running out, I knew that I needed
I'm
going to
go wash my mouth out with soap during a commercial break. That was bad. My parents would be so proud of that. You know that? I mean, jeez, that was brutal. Messi passing CR7, the highest paid player in the world. Ronaldo presented at Juventus, France, Croatia, and Belgium. Huge celebrations. Let's talk about it. And congratulations to the Houston Sports Authority. NCAA Final Four is coming back here in basketball 2023. So great work down there from the Houston Sports Authority. By the way, World Cup in 2026. Sports Authority is going to help us land that one, too. We'll take a break. 713-780-3776. We got Steve Davis. We'll take Eric's phone call before Steve. When we come back, the soccer talk continues here. The football talk. France, World Cup champions.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.